Welcome back to the Home Care and Assisted Living Business Series podcast. I'm your host today, Alan Chaney. And what I want to discuss with you guys is something that I feel like I don't cover enough. And that's the importance of self-improvement. Your company's growth, to me, is directly connected to your personal growth. Your business's growth is directly connected to how you grow as a person. The more character you develop, your principles, the things that you value, your values, the things that you do, your habits, your integrity, the things that you are as a person will be directly reflected in your day-to-day operations in your company. So how you deal with yourself and, you know, in your personal life and, you know, the struggles that you may have with impulse control, budgeting, acting off emotions, things that, you know, you could always work on and do better at, education, the importance you put on spirituality, you know, relaxation, rest and recovery, like your diet, you know, your fitness, things like that. These things are, I feel that as I develop in those areas, my life continues to develop. So I just wanted to go cover a couple different things. This is going to be a quick one. What I don't want to do is try to push my beliefs and things like that on other people. So I don't want to, you know, I don't want anybody to take this the wrong way. This is just some of the personal things that I feel like that has helped me continue to maintain my financial freedom and this life freedom through entrepreneurship and maintaining the discipline and the consistency that it takes to constantly, you know, work for yourself, do for yourself, and be independent all around. And, you know, with that freedom and independence, there comes a lot of responsibility that we overlook or may not think of because there's no one on our back. There's no real pressure from above as far as like a boss or a supervisor or anything like that. So you have to make sure you're maintaining your own schedules. You're creating your own routines. You're developing your own rituals that make your life functionable and, you know, that also creates results in your business and in your company. So there's a few things that I want to just kind of share with you guys that I feel like that's important for me. And when I do them, not say that I do them every day, but when I am doing them, that's when I'm at my best. And the first thing I would say is prayer. I'm not with any organized religion, but just throughout my life, I've always submitted myself to a higher power. I'm not exactly sure who that higher power is and who it is, but I just feel like there's something bigger than myself that sometimes is moving in my favor and, you know, in the universe. And I just want to bow down to it and appreciate it and understand that I cannot do all this. Everything is not done out of my own ambition and will and, you know, the things that I'm doing. I feel like there's a higher resource protecting me, looking over me, guiding me. And I pay homage to that source daily through prayer. Meditation is the next thing that I would suggest and something that I take very seriously. And when I'm meditating, I'm at my, like, I'm peeking out as far as in, like, everything and all my relationships. My business is functioning great. I'm a great parent. I feel like I'm a great mentor. Everything is peeking out when I'm meditating on a consistent basis. So I try to meditate every day. There's a meditation, that I've been doing for a while. It's a guided meditation. It's called the Six Phase Meditation, by, Vishnu Lakhani. And you can find it all over YouTube. He's a pretty famous guy now. I've read a couple of his books and, he's out of Singapore. He started in New York, but he moved back to Singapore. But he's a great teacher when it comes to, like, you know, humans experiencing the highest self, you know, or getting you to your highest state. And just, again, personal growth and development and self-improvement is like his main his main focus for his businesses. So I use his meditation. I use his app. I'm not endorsing. I'm not getting sponsored by him or anything like that. But it's Vishnu Lakhani. His app is Umvana. And the meditation that he uses is the six-phase meditation. And it's about a 15-minute guided meditation where he walks you through a process. But then I like to sit a little longer. Like once I go into that meditation, I try to go into like a transcendental where I'm kind of blanking out my mind. Like through his meditation, you're kind of engaging. But then I try to, from that place, I try to go into a transcendental state for another like 20 to 30 minutes to where as though I'm basically chanting and not engaging any thought. Thoughts come by. I don't follow up with them. I identify them. I notice them, but I don't engage them. I don't follow up and feed into them. It's like some kind of weird meditation talk, but what happened is you get what you call monkey mind, and these thoughts are coming to your head, and then, you know, you have the option to, you know, engage it or just watch it go by, and just watch it go by until eventually they stop going by, and you're just at this state where it's like you're almost asleep, but you're not, like, it's like you're engaging the subconscious, and it's just a really healing, fulfilling spiritual experience that kind of grounds you and just kind of takes you away from all the noise for those moments. And it's just a healthy, recipe and part of my routine for, you know, my daily, you know, just as my daily spiritual connection, and just kind of keep myself grounded and focused. Next is fitness. In my younger years, I was a little bit more intense with my fitness, but now it's like something real simple. I like to do pull-ups, push-ups, and squats. I got like a little routine, and then I like to get on a treadmill. And I live like right off of a bike trail, so I can always jump on the bike for 15, 20 minutes or 30, an hour. A couple miles back, you know, take a break, come back. Bikes and stuff like that. But my daily thing, I always, whatever it is, whether I'm, you know, biking or cycling, just doing some pull-ups and dips, some push-ups, you know, anything for at least 30 to 45 minutes. We're just sweating, just moving and sweating. Because, I mean, I can easily sit in a desk. I can sit at a desk for, you know, 6, 8, 10 hours and not, you know what I mean, and that won't affect me. But I know it's not healthy on my body, but I can do it just working and, you know, messing around on the computer and just doing different things. I can sit in one space for an extended period of time. And I know that's not healthy all the time. So I try to force myself to at least move in the morning. All of these things in the morning, prayer, meditation, and fitness. I think this should be done before you engage any work, before you even pick up your phone, before you start looking at email, social media, taking phone calls, text messages. Prayer, meditation, and fitness are probably, you know, they have to be, I don't want to push it on it, but for me, it has to be my initial priority to put myself first, like to put my agenda first before, because once I jump in my phone, it's like everybody else is pulling on me. You know, I'm putting out fires in, you know, three different companies and caregivers, assistants, clients, you name it, Facebook, social media, everybody's pulling at me. So these are some of the things that I feel like are important that I should do first when I first wake up. Next, there's a diet. I'm not going to sit and pretend like I'm some, you know, dietitian with some, you know, healthy, whatever the trendiest diet is. What's the trend? The trend of the day is keto. Last couple years ago, it was, you know, the South Beach diet and all these different things. So, I mean, I'm not like with all that. I don't kind of, you know, eat trendy. But I do consume as much water as possible, and I try to eat as less sugar as possible, less fatty foods, you know, non-fatty foods, avoid the, you know, try to make your, prepare your food more as part of like your prayer, meditation, and fitness, and it's something you care for and you think about, opposed to just getting so hungry, working, and then all these things come from just like me experiencing. Early on when I started doing, you know, when I started my entrepreneur ventures, I used to be so excited and so engaged that I could work for 10 hours, 8, 9, 10 hours straight without eating. I would sometimes wouldn't even drink no water. I'd just be sitting there dehydrated and starving by the time I get up from the computer. And then I go straight to McDonald's, or I go straight to Panera Bread, or I just go straight to some, you know, quick, because I'd be literally starving once I, like, the adrenaline goes down and my, you know, I relax. Then I end up being starving. But over the years, you start to develop these rituals and routines, I should say, instead of keep saying rituals, just routines, whereas though, you know, prepare your food, put some thought into it, just like any other thing that you feel like is important to you. It's a relationship with your body, you know, so you want to nurture that relationship with your body. So think about what you're eating, you know, drink as much water, eat as much green foods as possible. I mean, I'm not no dietitian. I'm not trying to, you know, put no, you know, whatever. I'm not the weight that I want to be, but I know that I need to do these things. And these are the things that make me feel best. And the things, when I feel good, I do better, I produce more and things like that. We talked about prayer, meditation, fitness, diet. The next thing I kind of want to cover is the high performance planner. It's a planner that I'm giving 10 away right now on the podcast. You just got to follow the link on that podcast. It's the previous podcast that we just recorded before this one. But I feel like this planner allows me to, you know, after I go through my prayers, my meditation, do my fitness, eat something, drink a lot of water. When I say a lot of water, I drink at least a gallon of water a day. So I'm drinking like a third of a gallon. I just drink out of a gallon jug. So I don't really know like the ounces. You know, people be like, oh, I drink a certain amount. I just drink about a third, and a third throughout the whole day. And then it's pretty much gone by the end of the day. But and that, after those things, after I've kind of relaxed, came down off of these different, all four of these different things, after I ate something, got really hydrated, then I start going to my planner. I plan my day out again before I look at my phone. This allows me to create my agenda, put me first, put my agenda first, my company first, my needs first. Because again, once I pick up that phone, it's over with. Once I get on the computer, it's over with. I'm all in everybody else's agenda. So for the project that I need to move forward, for the things that I need to think about, for the ideas that I want to continue to develop on, I go to my high performance planner and I start writing it out. And the way it's set up, it allows you, it has you know, different sections. So you can kind of like, it asks you, it's really engaging for those type of ideas and thoughts and things that you want to write down, because that's what it's designed for, to bring you to your highest performance. And again, I think this is a great self-improvement tool. It helps you journal. It allows you to get your ideas on paper. And I think that's another very important thing to self-improvement, which again, I say your company's growth is directly connected to your personal growth. And I feel like journaling, just as a side note, taking notes and journaling, I probably write the most out of everybody I know, like this in my immediate circle, next to my homeboy Carlos. He said he's journaling now. He's a writer. He got 2 books. So maybe not at his level, but I do journal. I'm probably writing an hour or two a day, and just random stuff. It's not all business stuff. It's not always work stuff. It's family stuff. It's emotional stuff. It's, you know, spiritual things. It's just ideas that's constantly going through my brain that I'm excited about. And I journal. And again, I'm talking about it now during the high performance planner, because there are spaces for that in that planner. And if you want that planner, we can send it to you. Just follow the instructions on the prior podcast, and you'll see how to get that as well. Another thing that I like to do to continue to grow and develop myself is read a book a week. And don't get it twisted. I'm not sitting here reading. I'm listening to these books. The books that I really like, I'll get them and then also read along at like visually hold. I mean, like physically hold it and read it while I'm listening to it. So I'm like getting a double reinforcement of that book. So that's really great too for me. But, I'm not doing that to every book. Some books I read every week. If I'm trying to read a book a week, some books are extremely long. Like a book that I read a few months ago The Laws of Human Nature by, which was probably the best book I done read in probably the last 5 years. The Laws of Human Nature by Robert Greene. He wrote The 48 Laws of Power, The Art of War, and all that stuff. No, not The Art of War. I mean, he didn't write The Art of War. But he wrote the Art of, the 36 Strategies of War. But he writes a lot of books. The Art of Seduction. I think that's what I was thinking about. The Art of Seduction. The 48 Laws of Power. And then now his most latest piece is the Laws of Human Nature. And another great piece that he wrote that I read that almost the week that it came out was The 50th Law, the book that he did with 50 Cent about almost 10 years ago. It probably was at this point. But there's some great books that I read. But I'm just saying, like, that book was like 20 some hours. So it's a lot of hours in a week, but it's still hard to get a 20-hour book in 1 week, because you just have to leak, like, every hour you have. I mean, every chance you get, you got to be, you know, I mean, if this is your goal and this is what you want to do and this is a routine you want to stick to, of reading one book. But then some books are 2 hours that I read. Some books are an hour. Like, I read Michelle Obama's book, Becoming. That was like 12 hours. So, and then some books are extremely easy to read because they're just a page turner and you just really learning a lot of stuff. I very seldom read fiction books. And they're all like realistic books, books or biographies, or, you know, books about different business things and just following great people like Michelle Obama. I don't know what we have in common, but she's a phenomenal person. I read her book and I got a lot out of it. So it's not always a direct connection to the person or what I'm doing in my life. You know, it's not always about business or one thing or another. It's just, you know, I just study great people that I admire. And I just try to read one book a week. Networking is another thing. The people, your network, friends and relationships. Part of my growth, my personal growth is to, you know, constantly, you know, nurture these relationships with friends, business relationships, partnerships, people that I'm doing business with, people that I work with, employees, partners, whatever, assistants, whoever, whatever you want to call it, all the people that I, you know, do business with, make money with, friends that we don't make money, we just got mad love for each other. And then there's personal relationships, you know, romantic relationships. Like, I have to, you know, prioritize these things because I would neglect them. I have a bad habit of being like a reclusive person where I can be by myself for weeks. You know what I mean? Like, I can operate my businesses, but without having any physical contact with people, with human beings, for weeks at a time, for multiple days at a time. And I don't think that's the most healthiest things for other people and for me as well. And when I'm not doing that, when I'm engaging my friends, when I'm engaging people in the relationships that I'm with and in partnerships, relationships, friendships, and constantly adding new, more interesting people into that network of friendships and relationships and partnerships, I do better. I feel like I'm growing and I'm giving and I'm receiving and I'm learning new things and getting more access to more opportunities and different things like that. So, again, this is just my thing. So networking, I have to prioritize it. Engaging my friends, relationships and things like that, I have to prioritize it. And if you don't feel like you don't have a great group of friends, don't be ashamed or be afraid to go out into the world and find groups of people who you feel like will make you a better person. And it's not like a bad thing to do. Or, you know, you shouldn't judge yourself feeling like, okay, I just ended up, I'm in this place in my life where I'm just nobody around me inspires me, encourages me, or whatever. It only have to be a lot of different reasons. I just need some, you know, some dope people around me and I want to, you know, increase my network. And you can always go to websites like meetup.com. To engage new networks, business, they got all kind of different meetups. You got business stuff, social stuff, growth mindset stuff, just different things that they have on there. You know, if you search it, you could find it. And then it's easy going online, signing up for the stuff, but it's a whole nother thing showing up, actually shaking hands, introducing yourself, meeting people. And then also, after you create these initial introductions, following up with them, you know, following up with the people who you did find interesting, inviting them to lunch, you know, and then developing a real relationship. And believe it or not, these are some of the most important things that you could do for your business as well. Is getting out to the community, developing great relationships with people who are, you know, of the same mindset or, you know, or just like-minded. They're interested in going in the same direction that you're going, or maybe there or a lot further along, but y'all connect and relate on a lot of levels. And, you know, that relationship could be nurtured through, you know, consistent communication and just hanging out, lunch, and things like that. So, it's, like I said, not only just join the site website on Meetup, but also going there, making introductions, and then following up, and then, you know, actually developing meaningful relationships. Lastly, like I said, I wasn't gonna make this too long. Is this environment, the environment that you find yourself in? Like for me, I have to be in an inspired environment. I have to be around things and people and images and architecture and community and even to the landscape. I have to be inspired. So I want to continue to put myself in environments that inspire me. And I feel like there's power in of proximity. Like there's power just being in a proximity of the things that you want for yourself and the places that you aspire to be in, aspire to live in, putting yourself in those environments, putting your children and yourself in those environments. If you don't live in the greatest side of town, you know, take trips to the other side of town or to other little cities or other parts of the community that are inspiring and, you know, where you aspire to be. You know, I feel like there's a lot of power in that. So I do a lot of museums. I do a lot of water activities. I like to sail. I love sailing. I love just going through the most wealthiest neighborhoods and just hanging out, like whether it's in their, you know, their coffee shops, you know, their local, you know, Panera Bread, just hanging out. Just being there, just seeing it, you know, it's because I mean, it's no lie. We got different areas in this country where some communities are very dope and some are very not. So, you know, if you whatever situation you're in, if you're not in the best one that you have access to, go hang out over there, go to their library, go to their meetings over there, see what they're into, you know, and that power of proximity will eventually put you in those places where you want to be. And I could be a testament to it because before I moved into the community I live in now, I used to visit this community on a consistent basis and just tell myself way before I was even, you know, had the access or money or financial means to get here, I was coming here. I was hanging out in the neighborhood. I was driving through, just looking at the houses, going to their Panera Bread, going to their, like I said, libraries and hanging out on this side of town till I end up moving over here. And it's just, I feel like if I wasn't doing those things, I wouldn't have been as motivated or excited or seen it as a possibility for me. So environment is very important when it comes, for me, again, self-improvement. So just to kind of recap, self-improvement, your company's growth is directly connected to your personal growth. Prayer, meditation, fitness, diet, daily journaling and planning, a book a week, friends and relationships, and environment, power of proximity. That's it. Hopefully you guys got something out of this. I just wanted to change it up a little bit, come a little bit more, you know, a little different and not so money, business type stuff, and kind of give you guys another side of me because I'm not, you know, just a one-dimensional person. These are some other things that I do think about, things I do care about, and yeah, I just wanted to do something a little different today. Hopefully you guys enjoyed it. If you have any, you want to leave comments or reach out to us, our information will be in the description. You can always visit our website, alanchenny.com, for all the content and free stuff that we offer there. Go check out our Facebook page and our Instagram page for daily content, inspirational, you know, stuff like that, what I'm doing, where I'm at. The latest product or program that I'm talking about, or some of the great articles, industry specific articles when it comes to like the senior community, senior living, home care, stuff like that as well. So you can find a lot of that. All of that stuff can be found at alanchenny.com. And we look forward to connecting with you any way that you want to connect. Peace.